With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some personnel changes on President Trump's team. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Mike Waltz is being removed as National Security Advisor and has been tapped to represent the U.S. at the United Nations. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio will serve simultaneously as Secretary of State and Acting National Security Advisor. The president announced the personnel moves after news broke that Waltz was departing the White House. Waltz made embarrassing headlines back in March when he mistakenly added a reporter to his signal chat on military strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Trump administration is looking for more air traffic controllers.
The Federal Aviation Administration is short some 3,000 air traffic controllers. So the Trump administration is offering a $5,000 bonus to new hires and a bonus to those who are ready to retire.
If we need to get more controllers in our towers, why don't we try to incentivize those really well-experienced air traffic controllers? Let's incentivize them to stay.
Duffy also says new hires who choose to work in harder-to-fill locations will be rewarded. He says the bonuses are in addition to the 30% salary increase given to air traffic controllers in March. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump is threatening sanctions on anyone who buys Iranian oil. That warning comes after planned talks between Washington and Tehran over Iran's nuclear program were postponed. Mr. Trump wrote on social media earlier Thursday, all purchases of Iranian oil or petrochemical products must stop right now. Measles cases still rising throughout the United States. Health authorities now say the U.S. has 884 confirmed cases this year. This is SRN News. A Canadian court issuing an unprecedented ruling.
The Ontario Court of Appeals has decided that the government must pay for an operation to provide a transgender individual with the genitalia of both sexes. The plaintiff in this case, a man, is demanding the surgery because he says he doesn't wish to identify exclusively with either gender. Canadian courts have been highly supportive of the LGBT agenda, to the point of absurdity in the opinion of some court observers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Members of the New Jersey Supreme Court sounded skeptical at times about the effort of a Catholic diocese to stop the state from impaneling a grand jury to investigate clergy sex abuse. In arguments this week, the state's high court considered the Attorney General's appeal of lower court rulings that had sided with the Diocese of Camden. This is SRN News. Apparently, the truck did not stop on a dime.
Millions of coins spilled onto a Texas highway after a tractor trailer hauling $800,000 in dimes rolled over in an accident early Tuesday morning after veering off the road and overcorrecting. The spill closed a portion of the southbound lanes of US 287 as workers had to get on their hands and knees to pick up the coins. They also used brooms, shovels, and large industrial vacuums to pick up the tiny currency. The tractor trailer appears to be part of a fleet of trucks operated by a company that moves cargo for the government in armored vehicles with armed personnel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street numbers Thursday. Dow Industrials up 83 points for the day. The S&P 500 was ahead 35. NASDAQ gained 264. More details at srnnews.com.